This is a Kitty Pod production. The Keep It To Yourself podcast is recorded on the ancestral land of the Mohican tribe.
What's that, chicken?
Every night is the fucking chicken.
Holy God Almighty.
Wait, what does Argo mean?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It means Argo fucked himself.
Is he dead? He's alive. He's putting on a hell of an act, ain't he?
Rest in peace, Alan Arkin.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Hey, man!
Welcome to episode number 188 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, the most above average podcast ever to hit your ear holes. My name, of course, and as always, is Jason Bullitt.
The regulator, innovator, dominator, creator, evader, pussy imitator, assassinator, baby.
I'm the man of hour, the man of the power, too sweet to be sour.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I'm your friend.
That's right, it's me, Smokey Bear.
Gosh, what a neat guy.
The cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
Baby, baby.
And here we are in mid-July 2023. And this episode, we're not going to talk about very much. It's been a while since I talked to you, and I'll address that very shortly. We're going to discuss what I did or what I really didn't do on my July 4th weekend and what's been going on with me since last I spoke and you listened, which seems like long ago. But we'll get into that in just a minute. But first, social media plugs. I'm on Instagram at Keep It To Yourself Podcast. There's also the Facebook page. And speaking of social media, there's this new app that Facebook developed to try and rival Twitter and probably outdo them called Threads. Now, I'm debating whether or not I want to put the Kitty Pod on this new platform. I'm giving some consideration, but I'll let you know if and when I decide to take the leap with putting this podcast up there. Or at least use my civilian threads to promote the podcast on there. So we'll see what happens on that whole deal. Will you stop being so wishy-washy? Oh, come on, man. Don't be a gloomy Gus or a grumpy one, too. You got me all wet with this podcast. I have no idea what you meant by that, but he's going to make his exit. Okay, well, the weather in recent times had something to do with what I did or did not do with my July 4th weekend. And that's because, well, let's back the truck up all the way here. We get into the vanity portion. The week previous to the July 4th holiday, my father had come down with a case of pneumonia. It wasn't serious. He didn't have to go to the hospital, but his fiance had to take him to this urgent care facility near her home in Massachusetts. By the way, this emergent care facility, as it has existed for the last 9 years, they are looking to turn it back into a hospital. Now, granted, it's not going to be a big one. You know, they're going to put like 25 beds there so you get returned to inpatient care like it was before. Whoever bought out the hospital wound up closing it and just downgrading it to a 24-hour emergency clinic. Well, that's all pending state and federal approval, but I digress. So they just gave him some pills, and they said, all right, we'll see how you're doing. Then he came home week before last, and he was doing all right, but he wasn't, he was out of sorts. I mean, his appetite was shot. And again, this wasn't serious. I fear, this is the one that puts him in the hospital, and this might even send him to an early grave and send me into orphanhood at my age. Come on, you're 4 years old, Jay. What do you want about? But anyway, same results, but they gave him better prescription this time at this urgent care facility. This one near our house here, a bullet house, that is. And he's been taking prednisone and whatnot. So I gave him some more pills. Not too much, though. Don't want to, you know, mess up the guy's chemistry in his body, but slowly but surely, it wound up improving, my dad's condition, that is. and he's back to his cantankerous old self. You will be glad to know. So that's why I haven't talked to you much in recent weeks, if at all. And that and the weather also played a factor in July 4th weekend celebrations, or lack thereof. The lone highlight of this holiday weekend came with family and friends, one followed by the other. First up, my nephew decided to come over and celebrate his 11th birthday with us, so he got a bunch of presents, a bunch of CDs from my dad and his fiance. I gave him $100 in cash. Well, actually, not $100, $50. I cut him a $100 check for fifth grade graduation. Oh, well, you'll get on with the story. Okay, come on, all right. We've had enough out of you. Anyway, so we're on the back porch. You know, he's opened up all these gifts, and appropriately enough, he also got one of those things where he can store those CDs. Kind of odd, like with digital stuff and all that. I've been going on social media, now take it for what it's worth, with a grain of salt and this and that. That, you know, having actual physical copies of music, movies, etc., what have you, is probably a lot better. You know, vinyls even come back into its own. I think for a hot minute, even cassettes were back in vogue for a short period of time. Again, I digress. So he made out like a bandit in terms of music. He, like his Uncle Jason's, got some varied musical taste, but that's how it is when you're a kid, and that's how it was when I was his kid's age. Columbia House, anyone? Remember that? Remember when that was a thing? Okay, well, presents over. We did not have cake, unfortunately, for the little bugger. He did have a sleepover with some of his friends to celebrate, so it's just as well. He had himself a high old time by all reports. Well, we decided to take him out to, not a sponsor, the Cracker Barrel. And somehow he ordered fried okra as one of his sides. I forgot what he had, but it's irrelevant. It was the first time I had okra, or any of us for that matter. And I gotta admit, it tasted pretty good. Heck, I even forgot what I had for lunch on the day. But we had a good time, and then they went off to do their thing, spend the rest of the afternoon. And then later on, I went down to my friend Dave's house in Albany. Actually, you know, Dave was there and his wife. This was his brother-in-law who hosted this little pool party, and about 80-plus degrees outside, 85, 86, you couldn't have asked for better weather for a pool party. Okay, it was overcast, it was kind of on the humid side, but, you know, at least it didn't rain. That could have scrapped the whole thing, completely ruined the July 4th weekend in my book. But in any event, got in the pool, I was there for about 45 minutes. Now, this was originally supposed to be a cookout. Homeboy's got to invest himself a grill, so they moved up the time to 3 o'clock, and they said, just bring some snacks, we're all good here. Wound up having a late supper coming home. So there was that. Now, my dad's sickness, and, you know, he still was recovering from his pneumonia, so that meant we didn't go to the parade like we did last year in Clifton Park. And going out to see fireworks was out of the question. Not only in the rough state that he was in, but also Mother Nature's fits of agony being wrought upon us. I don't know why I said that, but you get it. You know, we had some bad weather. That's what I was trying to say. And we didn't go up to Saratoga. We didn't go to Schenectady. We didn't go any of those places. We just watched them on television. Now, originally, they were going to have the fireworks in Albany at the Empire State Plaza, and they would have them on television. Well, Mother Nature had other plans just before the whole gonfalon was going to go off. So we moved it over to the next night. We watched it then. So July 4th, we watched from New York City, Macy's Fireworks Spectacular, a big show they put on. You see that from across the river in New Jersey. So there you go right there. It was a great show, but it really didn't match up to the real thing, at least in my opinion anyway. Well, my dad's condition improved, thank goodness, and I wound up having some more adventures this past weekend. Actually, this past Saturday, I went with this French meetup group. We had what was called like a little breakfast or whatnot. Well, I didn't have much of a breakfast because I want to make room here at Bola House. Or I want to make room over at the Vischer Ferry General Store, really. So I just got like a raspberry crumb cake, a smoked maple latte. And that went down good, both of them. That was some good stuff there. Nice hidden gem, you'd call, right in the country. You're right in what they call the boondocks, for lack of a better, more appropriate term. Well, it was a bit humid out, a bit cool, but I don't really take the humidity all that well. I can't handle the heat, too. So I figure like 10:45, 11 o'clock, I'm just going to scalaboose it on out of there, which I did. Then went home and you rested up. I didn't take a shower. Then it got even warmer as I went up to Saratoga. Now, me and this friend named Nicole Riffenberry, Nicole and I texted her and said, hey, listen, you know how you had a surprise 40th birthday party? Go back and listen to that episode in case you're wondering what I'm on about here. I said, all right, well, let's return the favor and let's throw her, this other friend of ours, a surprise birthday party of her own. Now, I got to make sure I don't spill the beans on this one, but we got together, she and her brother, all three of us assembled at this Mexican restaurant in Saratoga, and over Mexican food, we wound up discussing, you know, who do we invite, where are some places to go, we're going to contact that will, you know, what their policy is for hosting such gatherings. So we'll make sure everything is smooth and level. So we had to get all the details, particulars, and what have you sorted out, and we got to work quickly here. Communication is key, as I stressed to Nicole. So right away, right after supper, we made it back in the heat and humidity. Thank you, climate change, and we'll say screw you later on. As we made our way through the heat and humidity to two other restaurants in town up in Saratoga, you know, asking around, just getting contact info, start networking and make calls when the time was right. I've already thought some more places and I've texted this person about, okay, well, I contacted them. They said this, they, you know, one thing or another, and just keep everybody updated. So I'm not going to bore you with the updates going forward because this is a surprise party. Surprise being the operative word here. And speaking of which, Mother Nature gave not only the rolling hills of Saratoga County, but just about the entire Great Northeast a very nasty meteorological one the day before I record this episode. And holy smokes, this was not one of those storms where it was like, you know, you get the strong winds, you get the wind, but at least it's, you know, get in, rain, wind, thunder, lightning, and get out. 9-9 Froyline, this was not the case. This was one of those slow-moving storms. I looked at the warning from the National Weather Service, and it said 5 miles an hour this storm was going. And I do not exaggerate. I do not make any of this up. This was not fiction. It may have sounded like it, but it sure as hell wasn't. And it was just rain, there was some wind. In fact, it rained heavily at one time. I'm sitting across from the window here in the living room of Bullet House, and you could see the wind just, not the wind, the winds were blowing, but you could see the water just cascade down off the gutters near the back porch. It was coming down like it was Niagara Falls. I was like, whoo-wee! And during the height of the storm, we had not one, but two of those 5-second power failures. And then come to find out, a bolt of lightning struck a propane tank near this auto body shop in Mechanicville, and it arced a power line, and it caused quite the fire. And oh boy, it caused some damage. It caused some flooding too, also right nearby, and other places got hard hit as well. New York City, I think they had like a flash flood emergency downstate, and some places in Vermont, that's a state very near and dear to my heart, there was some flooding in parts of that state as well. So I just want to advise you that this is part of climate change, and go back and listen to that episode from last month when we were dealing with all the smoke from those wildfires up in Canada. Well, we had a bit of a drought going on here. I'm sure that probably alleviated those, but more rain is in the forecast for this week as I record this, so things are going to get very interesting. One thing I haven't told you about is after big rainfall, such as the foregoing, which I told you about, there's this phenomenon where all the rain just assembled right in somebody's backyard right nearby. I'm looking out the window of the living room, and it is coming down almost in torrents, like raging rapids. Okay, a little bit of exaggeration, but it moved pretty quickly. It just drains into this ravine. It never not happens when we get big rainstorms, gully washers, etc., like what I told you just moments ago. So, a great weekend that was almost ruined by my dad's sickness, the weather, and a massive rainstorm, which was all part of it. You're welcome, America. Or not.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, bet you weren't expecting this segment to show up in this episode of the Kitty Pod. Yes, folks, that music means only one thing and one thing only. It's time for Jason's Sports Corner, everybody's favorite, least favorite segment of this episode.
Well, I don't like all of it, just so you know. All right, everybody's a critic. Jeez, get out of here, man.
Whew, Harsh and Mamello. Speaking of which, Harsh and Mamello have been the Yankees of late. It's been pretty frustrating times, ending the first half with a colossal collapse against the Chicago Cubs. Near alliteration, I know, but back to the story. It's been pretty inconsistent. The Yankees are really hurting to have Aaron Judge back in the lineup healthy and 100% or close to what is humanly possible without being a complete, complete invalid. I don't know where my mind was going. Somebody's cutting my grass here at Bullet House, and that's, if you hear a tractor, that's the reason why. Now, back to the lecture at hand. Severino, certainly off his game. I've been reading the stuff online. Now we're getting into the trade deadline. The first half of the season ended. We had home run derby. I like Julio Rodriguez. I thought he was going to win in front of the home crowd. 41 home runs in the first round. But unfortunately, it was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. who wound up taking the whole thing down. And of course, I watched just a tiny bit of the All-Star game Tuesday night. And I'd say I wasn't impressed. I missed the inning, but I was already asleep by then. So the National League came back first time since, 10 years that they've been able to do, or 11? They didn't have it in 2020. But any event, Yankees start the second half on Thursday, actually Friday. There'll be Rocky Mountain High in Colorado. And July used to be the dead zone of sports, but I'm recording this the week that the track opens up at Saratoga. I'll let you know in future episodes if I go up there and I wind up giving to charity, as the old saying goes, playing the ponies that way, all the bad beats that I wound up enduring. But there's some great events. I've told it before that I look forward to some great events. You know, the Big Three still going on. They're in Memphis, Tennessee this weekend. The American Century Championships, my favorite non-PGA Tour or LIV golf tournament. All these celebrities, Lake Tahoe, the 17th hole, the party atmosphere. All those people, you know, watching on their boats, on the beach. Oh, man, that's really quite a sight. And, of course, the basketball tournament starts this weekend as well. And there's this team I'm rooting for. I forgot what the name is off the top of my head, but they were called the Autism Army, and they had that deep run in the tournament last year. I was very happy they made it that far. I was bummed they didn't win the whole thing, but it's a million-dollar winner-take-all tournament. And for those of you who don't know what it is, I've already mentioned part of it, but these are mostly teams that have players that have played Division I basketball. They're alumni. You know, they didn't make it to the NBA. They probably played in Europe or didn't make it past the developmental league, or, you know, they played in some far-flung semi-professional league. They get together, and this is a single elimination winner-take-all tournament. And you have this thing called the Elam ending, where, you know, this was designed to prevent, you know, the end of the game getting delayed further because he was just taking fouls, you know, just, you know, hack a shack, something like that. This was quite the end. You watch it this weekend, if you're into that sort of thing, you'll know of which I speak. And, of course, in golf, the British Open is next weekend. Training camp, though, it means we're halfway through summer. And we're halfway home on this whole deal. But I've been enjoying it so far. And I'll let you know my thoughts on all of that in future episodes of the Old Kitty Pod. And that, thankfully, is the end of Jason's Sports Corner. I kept it brief this time around. Thank you. You're welcome. Wait a minute. You're the one saying thank you. I should be the one saying you're welcome. All right. Well, not to split hairs. But anyway, got a little bit of housekeeping here. I don't know why I put it in this part of the episode as we get towards the end before the pod shoutouts and before I go sign off and like that. I have gotten in touch with a number of the Littles. These are friends of mine on social media who happen to be fans of the Tony Kornheiser show. That's what they're called, the Littles. And in the run-up to the Summer of Littles 2023, I've been in touch with a number of these people to try and get them on the show and talk all things Tony Kornheiser, get some background. Well, that is if they haven't been on with Chuck and Roxy. This is episode 31 of the Loyal Littles podcast speaking right here. So hopefully we can get those interviews in here in the run-up to the first Saturday in August, which is when these meetups are going to be taking place. I can't promise you if any of these guys are going to take me up on the offer, but it would certainly be something to look forward to. But I can't promise anything. Hopefully, you know, it's summertime, man. They're busy with vacations, and some of them have kids at summer camp or one thing or another, taking care of grandkids among the older ones. So they have it right there. Hopefully, I'll be able to get some. It would be great if I got Chuck and Roxy on. That would be awesome. Kitty Pot episode. Burp, 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 burp. You know, fill a number here. All right. So there you go right there. I don't know about you, but I think it's time we brought this rickety flight home. But before we get everybody off the plane, as it were, let's do some pod shout-outs. First up, GFA Live, Peter Winston and Keith Langston. Live watch an episode of WWF Superstars that aired on January 28th, 1989. You can follow Pete and his podcast at GF Allentown on Twitter. If you're still on Twitter, that is. There's this new app called Threads that's been making the rounds. I'll talk more about that in the next episode. And also check out Peter's YouTube channel, too. The Sportscasters, a busy week or two for Steve Bennett. Back after a long absence, it's the Sportscasters. Steve talked with Brian Hawk, who wrote this new book about Aaron Judge's 62 home run season last year. And also Tim Brown with this book called The Towel of the Backup Catcher. So you're a bibliophile and a sports fan, and I'm both. You're certainly going to enjoy this episode. Also, 24-inch podcast Steve, his daughter Paula, and Dave Rollins discuss Hulk Hogan's match with Bad News Brown in 1988. You can follow Steve on Twitter at sports_casters and on Instagram at the sportscasters. Break it down show, Lord Nelson. No, not that Lord Nelson, the one who has his statue at Trafalgar Square. This is a different Lord Nelson. And how's this for a great episode? A true American hero, if ever there was any. Jennifer Schmid. And what a great story she has to tell. You can follow Pete on Twitter at Pete A. Turner, across all your social media, really. You can also follow the show at Break It Down Show. The Loyal Littles Podcast. Chuck and Roxy talking with Jeff Ma for their 4th of July special, with special guests Dina from Damascus and Bob Walsh. I mentioned Summer of Littles earlier. Hope to get Bob on the pod before all this goes down. As well as Jeff Wofford and yet another Jason, Jason Anschutz. You can follow Chuck and Roxy on Twitter at Loyal Littles Pod and on Instagram at The Loyal Littles Podcast. And The Lawrence Ross Show every Friday drops on your feeds. Subscribe to that one and follow my man on Twitter at Blind Lawrence. You just got to be careful if you post pictures. You're going to have to give as good a description as you can give them. So there's that. As long as we're talking podcasts, how about this here Dog and Pony Show? He said, trying to get out of the cul-de-sac. We're available on Podbean. Well, not Podbean anymore, but we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, you know, all the stuff. Most of the podcasters out there. If yours doesn't have it, little tip for you. You can take the RSS feed from the show notes, copy it, paste it into your podcatcher, and bingo, bango, bongo, you're good to go. And also, if your podcatcher of choice has rating and review capabilities, I'm sure they have both, or at least one, do yours truly a huge solid, get some good karma, and send yours truly a 5-star rating and a good write-up. That would be really appreciative. I certainly thank you for that in advance. And on that note, I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, episode number 188, down in the books. I'll talk to you soon, whenever that may be. Hope you're enjoying your summer so far. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Be kind to yourself. And as always, and above all else, wait for it. Wait for it. Keep smiling. Otis lives, and so does Castleton University, as of 2 weeks ago. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Serpentine!
What?
Serpentine!